Now, this is the thing that I'm very anxious to call your attention to, as it, I think, is very meaningful for us today. And it's this. He said unto me, "What seest thou?" And I answered, "I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, and its breadth is 10 cubits. Well, now, that means it's a pretty good size. In fact, it's a little larger than the scroll in that day. A papyrus scroll, or it could be one that was made of skin. Some of them were made of skins. And you take one that's 30 feet long and 10 inches wide. On that, why, you could write the book of Genesis, or the whole of Isaiah could be put on that type of a scroll. And you see, the way that it was done was it's on two rollers, and you roll the scroll off of one onto the other. And as you roll, why, you read, and the reading is actually not lengthwise, but it's up and down the way you would hold the scroll. And as you would turn, you'd read, come to another page. Actually, you just roll the scroll over. But here is one that is really quite a big one, because we're told here its length is 20 cubits. Now, a cubit, as we've indicated before, it was ordinarily from the end of your middle finger to your elbow, and that runs about 18 inches. Of course, it's the size of the individual. One fella could be a pretty tall fella and have a big long arm, and you'd get a little bit more than 18 inches, and you'd have a short fella, you'd get less than 18 inches. And I have a notion that the buyer for a dry goods store in that day would be the tall guy, and the short fellow would be the one that would be the salesman to sell it afterward. But generally, it was 18 inches. So when you have 20 cubits here, that means it's about 30 feet long, and it's about 15 feet wide. Now, that's much larger than a bed sheet and even a king-size bed, and it would be larger than a wagon sheet. It would be a pretty good size scroll that you have, and the only way you could see it would be for it to be spread out. And since he identifies it as a flying scroll, well, here is this great flying scroll, and I imagine that it moved over the earth. I'm sure that's the thought that he had in mind here.